You're listening to the audio production of The Miracle Moment, How Tough Conversations Can Actually Transform Your Most Important Relationships by Nicole Yunus, published by Tyndale Momentum. This book is read by the author. To each person represented by the stories in this book, your lives have deeply impacted my understanding of love, commitment, and relationships. You make me believe in miracles. Introduction. Miracles still happen. It was the last sentence that caught my attention. I had met Sam less than an hour before in my work with a nonprofit, trying to move their culture from scrappy startup to an established and locally respected organization. When I'd arrived at our meeting place, a coffee shop run by the organization's leadership development program, Sam was already waiting. He quickly stood, drink in hand, to greet me with a firm handshake. We found a table in the corner, away from the relaxed chatter between baristas and customers. Once we sat down, I could tell by his tight smile and straight posture that this wouldn't be an easy assignment. I wasn't surprised. Sam was the organization's director of operations and had been through a tumultuous staff shakeup. Their founding executive director had left under pressure more than a year before, and about a third of the program team had resigned since then. I had already spent hours interviewing all of Sam's coworkers on the central team, and their tension and pain were palpable. It was the last sentence in my conversation with Sam that unlocked the crux of the problem. My first order of business had been to listen to Sam's story. In all my conversations, I'd been searching for a way forward and trying to identify those staff members who seemed willing to engage with the hard work of rebuilding a team. I wanted to make sure I got under the surface and understood each person's heart. I quieted my thoughts, focused on Sam, and said, "So tell me your story of coming into this role." Sam flashed a brief smile and folded his hands in front of him, knee jiggling to a silent rhythm under the table. "Well, my story is pretty important to my work here. I was one of the kids this program served when I was in middle school. I never thought I could use my business background to actually work for a mission I believe in." He trailed off, the smile fading. "I still believe in what we are doing here, but sometimes I'm not sure the executive team know exactly what they are doing." With his coffee untouched, Sam leaned in and paused, squeezing his interlaced fingers together. But once he began to speak, I wasn't sure he would be able to stop. It seemed as if Sam hadn't really felt heard in years and was about to finally open up. He filled me in on more of his background. He'd been on staff for 8 years, often feeling trapped by the tension between the front-facing program for the community.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?